Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. The workday never comes to a close. My gosh, usually about this time, we're kind of winding things down and getting ready to bring you the radio program. Today, it's just the opposite. Things are just getting busier and busier and busier. So I'm going to use the radio show for a little bit of downtime and have some fun with you today and talk about the things that nobody else talks about today. Well, some folks are, because this has been big news, but we're going to continue to milk it for everything it's worth, because this is what we've been saying with you now for about 10 years. And the whole world got to see what it is we're talking about. First off, let me run over quickly with you the monster broadcast yesterday. I hope you had a chance to tune in last night. Great program, heard in hundreds of cities around the country. Alan Gottlieb, the great founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, was with us. And just the wealth of information that Alan brings. I mean, it's a man dedication, 40-plus years behind the scenes, behind the curtains. He's the man behind the curtain, man. He's pulling all the bells and the whistles. He's the great Oz. He's the all-powerful Oz when it comes to the fight in courtrooms across the country. Alan Gottlieb is back there pulling the strings and moving our agenda forward. Quick news. If you were listening last night, even if you weren't, the Supreme Court conference on Thursday, there is only one conference left now coming up this following Thursday. They did not take the Peruta case today. They did not decline to hear the case. They moved it ahead again, which means we're going to have to wait till next Thursday to find out if the Ninth Circuit ruling out of California is going to be heard. This is the quote-unquote good cause for concealed carry permits out of California, out of that Ninth Circuit, that goofball clown posse out there, the Ninth Circus. We want the Supreme Court to hear this case. It's not a do-all, end-all if they don't, but we'd like them to take it up. It's out there. It certainly is the best one we've had so far for the Supreme Court to put this to rest and end this dopey May issue for good cause and having to bow to the sheriff who gets to determine whether or not you can exercise your right. It's ludicrous, and it needs to come to a stop. The Supreme Court pushed it forward to the next conference again next week. That doesn't mean they're going to take it next week either. It means they could push it off until next year. Either way, we're going to find out. We'll be on top of it with you when it happens. Make sure to tune in to listen to Alan Gottlieb. Of course, the second hour, A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News. Big news, his POW work that he did interviewing some of the greatest generation, men who found themselves in horrifying circumstances. He interviewed for part of his work while he was doing his doctorate, getting his Ph.D. You know Dr. Hawkins is Dr. Hawkins, don't you know? And the Nimitz has got his, the A.W.R. Hawkins POW Museum. And you can look him up online. Just look up POW, A.W.R. Hawkins Museum, Nimitz, and you'll find it. It's in Texas. Tune in to last night's program, if you missed it, to hear A.W.R. and I talk about it for the first half hour. Then we moved on to some happy ending stories, and I'm going to start with one of those. After that, of course, I talked to Paul Lathrop, truck driver, regular guy, just like you, just like me, drives a truck for a living, 15 years. Somebody tried to get in his cab, hassling him. He didn't even show a gun. He just said he had a gun to get the guy to back down. 30 minutes up the road, he is charged with two felonies that would have put him in prison or could have put him in prison for 55 years. Those charges were later dropped. The truck driver who lied about what he said and did, never showed up, disappeared. Of course he did. He couldn't go under oath and say what he said. But he caused a world of problem and tens of thousands of dollars, not to mention the health and mental stability and security of a very good man who found himself on the opposite end of the judicial system where he didn't want to be because of a lie from someone else, simply for saying, and he did say, I have a gun, get out of here. But he never showed it. Cost him dearly. You'll learn a lot in that program. And all of you truckers who send me information wanting to talk about this, one of the most asked questions I get, make sure to tune into yesterday's broadcast. Paul's been on the program before. Now we're going to get started. We're going to go to my first guest, my only guest today, and a good one he is. You know him as Mark Young. Mark Young is the co-host of the Blunt Force Truth podcast with our favorite guy of all time, Chuck Woolery. You know Chuck Woolery, 2-2. You know Chuck. You know you do. I was on the Blunt Force Truth podcast with those guys a week ago. Mark joins me again today, and that's just one of the things Mark does. He's a man, he's a jack of all trades. He's brilliant, and I'm proud to have him here. Mark, welcome to the show, brother. You ready to have some fun on a Monday for an hour?
I am, Mark. You do a great job. I'm just happy to be on the show with you.
Well, thanks, man. It's an honor to have you here. Let's go into something fun. I want to, you know, I cover happy ending stories on my program, on this program and on the weekend show. And a happy ending story to me is a good guy prevailing over a bad guy. And that doesn't necessarily mean that the bad guy has to die. You know, I get emails from people saying, you're celebrating the death of someone. No, I'm not. I'm celebrating the life of someone who was being attacked by an individual who was attempting to take their life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness. And, Mark, as I always say, when you make a decision to take another person's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness from them, you lose your right to all three of the above instantly. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I'm a very firm believer in individual rights, and your rights end where my nose begins.
Thank you. Thank you. Well said. It's just as... just right curt to the point. Here's a story that is just like that, and I love this. I discussed it with A.W.R. Hawkins yesterday, and I can't wait to get your take on this, because some happy ending stories are just so happy that there's really not much to say. The actions of the person whose life was saved speak for themselves, and you really don't have to go into a lot of details. ABC Action News is covering this, and A.W.R. Hawkins on Breitbart News covered it. Zephyr Hills woman shoots ex-boyfriend in self-defense, Pasco deputies say. Now, this hits close to home to both of us, doesn't it? Because you know right where Zephyr Hills is, don't you, Mark?
You certainly do.
All right. Right up the road from where I used to live on that Hillsboro-Pasco line, not far from where you have a place also. Zephyr Hills is still, believe it or not, it's hanging on by a thread. It's still considered out in the country, but not for much longer. Pasco County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a homicide in Zephyr Hills where a woman reportedly shot and killed her ex-boyfriend in a case of self-defense. Frank Harrison, 45, went to the home of a former girlfriend. Saturday, the Pasco Sheriff's Office said he was armed with an assault rifle, quote-unquote, and reportedly had previously made threats to ex-girlfriend Alejandra Gwynn. When Gwynn opened the door, she shot and killed Harrison. A sheriff's office said no arrests have been made, and there aren't going to be. Short, sweet, to the point, that is a happy ending in my book.
It is. You know, Chuck and I have a good friend, and this is actually, I'm not going to use a name, but it's actually Chuck's oldest friend. And a few years back, a drunken neighbor who's got a long history of violence broke in his house. He grabbed a handgun, ordered the guy out of the house several times, and the guy just did a full run assault on him, and he shot him dead. And it was the right thing to do. And the family, you know, threatened his life and everything. But one of the things people need to understand is anyone who legally carries a gun and has any sense about them, and there's always crazies everywhere, but the reality of it is nobody pulls that trigger without a lot of thought.
Of course.
Because you have to live with that, too. It's a happy ending in this story in as much as good prevailed over evil. But
and that is what that is the happy ending right there. I didn't mean to cut you off, but that right there is the crux of what we're talking about, because it would have been just the same happy ending had an ambulance come and picked him up and put him in surgery and had he lived and gone to trial. The happy ending is the story that she's alive, right?
Absolutely, because she has the right to her life.
Thank you.
And if you're planning on taking mine or taking someone else's, or you're meaning extreme bodily harm, I'm going to take you out. And that's what should happen.
You know, that was true, the story you told 20-some years ago. It was true 200 years ago. It was true 2,000 years ago. It is true today. It will be true in 20 years, 200 years, and another 2,000 years from now, if we're still here. People
still have
a right to
amendment.
Live. Well, that's... yeah, we're going to go there because the reason that I can't wait to have this conversation with you, not enough time now, we're getting ready to take a break, but we're going to use this Zephyr Hills happy ending story as kind of a segue to go into just what you mentioned. And I'm glad you said that, Mark. And for those of you who are tuned in dozens of cities across the country right now to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, you're in for a really good program today. Spontaneity of live radio, a conversation between two like minds. Three like minds, because we're talking about myself, my guest, and you. You're really going to enjoy what you hear today. While the rest of the media talks about Trump, and the rest of the media talks about Russia, and talks about Kushner doing whatever he's doing in the Middle East, or whatever it happens to be, we're going to be talking about the rights that the left wants to take from you today, and they want to try to use what happened in Alexandria, Virginia, as a tool to do that, astonishingly. So, Mark, I'm looking forward to going into some detail. We've got just about 20 seconds, so I'll run my gator here until we go into that break. But when we come back, I'll just let you know that I want to talk with you a little bit about some of the comments that were made after what happened in Alexandria by both sides of the aisle, because you got one side over here saying, look, see, this is what we've been saying forever. And then over on the other side, you have another side going, well, they're just calling for putting more guns on the street, which is absolutely ludicrous. We'll be back with Mark Young, co-host with Chuck Woolery of the Blunt Force Truth podcast, right after this. Don't go away. Buckle in. Going to be a good one.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. Five lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing five. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number 4 guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Sign, signed, everywhere a sign, right? Remember that song? A lot of you do. A lot of you remember that. I'm dating myself. I remember that song. I say it for a reason. No gun signs, gun-free zones. There's no such thing. No sign is going to stop a bad guy. This is a drug-free zone. Yeah, right. Ask your high school kids what they can get in school, sadly, okay? Pathetic, I know, but the signs don't keep them out. And the sign on the studio, right here on the door. No food or drink in studio. Hold on 1 second. I've got to take a sip of coffee. Hold on. And that is really strong, too. So if I'm talking fast, I apologize in advance. Mark Young, welcome back to the program. Signs are ineffective, aren't they?
Signs are useless. I got to tell you, you'll get a kick out of this. When we had a law firm putting together our company manual, we got to the area of weapons, and they had boilerplate in there saying I couldn't carry guns and so forth on the property. And I said, guys, we're going to have to rewrite that chapter. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, we support the Second Amendment. And they're looking at me like they're, you know, like the RCA dog saying, you're going to allow guns in your office? I'm like, no, we encourage guns in our office. We're the most heavily armed advertising agency in America.
The safest advertising agency in America. You know what's interesting? I used to broadcast my big weekend show, Mark, from AM 920, The Answer Studios, right down the road from me here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I was talking about carrying firearms, you know, and never leave your cave without your club. And we were talking about it. I believe I racked a slide from inside the studio. We actually had an anti-gun attorney from somewhere out on the left coast get a hold of us and want me fired and all that because I had a gun in violation of the company policy, you know, at which point the company attorneys responded back and said, hey, let me tell you something. Thanks very much for the letter and the email follow-up, but no. The sign, the building isn't posted, and even if it were in the state of Georgia, it's not a violation to walk past that sign. And he's not an employee of this building, so have a great life and enjoy the radio program. You know, it's amazing. I say that because it's amazing how far some people will go. You've seen emails. You've gotten them. You talk about what the left would consider controversial stuff, which I always like to say the truth is only controversial to a goofball, dopey liberal. Other than that, it's just the truth, right?
Yeah, we're contemplating putting a sign on the door to our office that, because you know how people have the gun, you know, no gun signs. We're thinking about putting a sign on the door that says, we support people's Second Amendment rights to self-defense.
Well, it's interesting because you won't have a problem with that sign. The folks next door will have a problem that says, this is a gun-free zone. So take a listen. Let's kind of use that as a segue. You know, let's go to Alexandria. First of all, it was a very, very bad week, as I mentioned last week a number of times, and I'm going to continue to mention until we get through this. And as I mentioned again last night on the Monster Show, for those of you who tuned in, a little bit of redundancy, but so what? It's so fun being right. I love it. Let me start with this. It was a really bad week for those, Mark, who just don't get it. When you've got Chuck Schumer, thanks a lot for that again, New York, standing on the floor of the U.S. Senate, praising the actions of responsibly armed police who stopped, and Chuck Schumer admitted on the floor of the Senate that good guys with guns stopped bad guys with guns. That's an incredible moment. Would you agree?
Keep in mind, it is, but keep in mind, for a liberal, for a Chucky Schumer, there are no good guys other than those who work for the government. They consider law enforcement to be employees.
That's correct. He considers that to be the police. But here's the thing that works against him in this case. Because lo and behold, a couple of days later, a good guy with a gun stopped and held at gunpoint two of Georgia's worst scumbags imaginable, who had just murdered two corrections officers right down the road from these studios, held him at gunpoint, loaded every gun he had to defend his family when he saw them approaching him, and held them at gunpoint until police arrived. And it's really difficult for Chuck Schumer to make that argument twofold. Number one, here's another citizen that got national airplay. This wasn't one they could bury, Mark, in the little blurb, you know, over here in the Sycamore Times or something like that. This got national attention because it was a nationwide manhunt, number one. Number two, now you've got Chuck Schumer, he's got his own, members of his own family in Congress, calling for my right to defend myself instead of cowering in that dugout. And guess what? Those guys aren't law enforcement officers. So Chuck's going to have a tough time with this. Would you agree?
I think he will. Now, still keep in mind that very heroic individual that held those two escapees, that story still will never get remotely the amount of press of, let's say, you know, a Trayvon Martin case.
Right. Sadly.
The left media will do everything they can to back page that story as quickly as humanly possible.
Well, they're doing it now. That's a great point. You know, I like to say, I'm anybody that's listened to me over the last decade knows my utter disdain and contempt for the mainstream media. I can't stand them. Liars, charlatans, as far as I'm concerned, it's treasonous. This is a propaganda wing. You know, journalism is dead in America for the time being. It's gone. I don't know that we can ever get it back with this instant. And when you combine instant news, you combine all the feeds and the hatred going on now, which is largely due in part to the media, and you combine that with 24-hour coverage nowadays, I don't know that we'll ever get back to journalism as we knew it. So when you say they'll backpage it, you are witnessing that right now. And the most dangerous part of the media, Mark, is not what they tell us, it's what they don't tell us.
Yeah, the only hope the media has right now is people like yourself that are going to get out and tell the truth. But back to your point of Schumer, I mean, this isn't going to be a problem with Schumer. Schumer is more than comfortable standing in front of a TV camera, taking a position, and then get back in front of cameras 3 hours later and reverse himself and say that he never said what happened 3 hours earlier.
Well, that's true. That's true. The only problem that he has here is that he's got some of his own family members in both the House and the Senate that are actively working against it. So there's a little bit of a dynamic. There's a little bit of a paradigm shift here, but you're right. He doesn't matter to him, and he knows inherently that the media is going to support him by simply not mentioning what he said. They'll just ignore it, and he knows that.
So, Mark, let me ask you a question, because you're an expert in this category. If I can ask you a question, I know it's your
show,
but I'm going to ask you a question. Why do you think that the liberal media wants to take guns away? Or not the liberals in general.
Well, because the mainstream media, this is about control and power. We have to look at the progressive movement. This is a really loaded question. And by the way, for those of you who are keeping score, we're going to go into a couple things I wanted to talk with him about later in the next segment, but this is too good of a conversation right now. I appreciate the question because this is about the progressive agenda in total and what the progressive agenda stands for. The progressive agenda cannot function properly unless it has total control, Mark. And they will never have total control as long as we have the ability to defend ourselves against it or against anything. As long as the people remain armed, the progressive agenda will never grab a complete and total foothold. Agree?
That's what the founding fathers knew. But you look at guys like Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, who, to me, if the Democrats had any sense, they would vote her out of her position and try to get rid of her after her blaming Scalise, basically blaming him for his own shooting. But they won't.
Mark, hold on to that thought. Well, let's go back to Pelosi. We'll remember to go back there. Pelosi, ingrain that in your head. Pelosi and vote her out. Mark Young, when we come back right after this, we're going to be talking about voting Pelosi out and why they won't do it.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
In the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with you today, having too much fun. I wish I had a couple more hours. This is the fastest hour in radio, no doubt. But we're bringing together the day for you. I'm talking with Mark Young. Mark is the co-host with Chuck Woolery of the Blunt Force Truth podcast. He's also the founder and CEO of Jekyll and Hyde Advertising, the nation's most successful advertising agency. And I got to tell you, just an all-around great guy, a super guy. Looking forward, Mark, to bringing you on the program more frequently, both you and Chuck, and having some fun with you, because this is a topic that never gets talked about enough. And I know it's one that's near and dear to both your hearts, too, and yours in particular, and I'm glad to have you here. It's an honor. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's go back to Pelosi. You said if the left were smart, they would pull her, they would record, but they're not. And they're not going to do it because they're out of the bag. Barack Obama brought them out of the bag. He literally, everything came out of the closet at that moment in time. The progressive socialism exploded with Barack Obama, and the left's true colors came out. Isn't that true?
Absolutely. We're in the middle of a cultural warfare right now, which is starting to turn into an actual warfare right now.
And yeah, that's scary.
Listen to some of the words. Listen to some of the words that they use. I'm going to just throw something at you here. First off, it used to be that if you were the party not in power, you referred to yourselves as the loyal opposition, right?
Right. Right.
You opposed them, but you were loyal to the country. Now, what does the left refer to themselves as this time? The resistance.
The resistance, right.
OK, Okay, what is that word? What kind of feelings does that word bring up in people? It's violent. It's military. Correct?
Well, we just saw it manifest itself. Go ahead.
You look at Kathy Griffin with the president's head cut off. You look at Snoop Dogg shooting somebody impersonating the president in the video. You got Robert De Niro saying he wants to punch the president in the face. You got Mickey Rourke saying he wants to beat the president with a bat. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact remains that these are celebrities. And these, you know, you got Madonna wanting to blow the White House up. These people, along with the Congress, have a responsibility for what happened in Washington, because people take celebrity important. Think about how people name their kids after them. I want to have hair like them. I want to dress like them. And there are certain people that are emotionally unbalanced, that they're going to hear these people say these things, and they're going to act on it. The left has culpability. Not that the guy who did the shooting, he is the guy who did the shooting. He is the guy who needed to pay, and he did, and paid with his life. But the bottom line is the left is contributing to fueling mentally unstable individuals that are on the left from taking, they're supporting these actions.
Here's the key question. Are they doing it knowingly?
Yes.
I agree. I agree 100%. There's no doubt in my mind that they don't know that this is going to happen, and I believe this is a part of their larger playbook. I truly believe it's part of their larger playbook.
Think about Nancy Pelosi jumped out on TV and said that the shooting of Steve Scalise was due in part to the violent rhetoric of the right. She didn't even go as far as saying both sides, which still would have been incorrect. It was the right. Outside of a couple of fringe loonies, when have you ever heard anybody on the right saying they should shoot Barack Obama or do any kind of tremendous, you know, crazy violence?
Never.
Like this?
Never.
What's this guy's name? Whedon, the guy who is the director on the Avenger movies.
Right.
He made a comment that he wants Speaker Ryan to be killed by a wild rhinoceros.
Yeah.
And what's her name? Leah DeLaria from Orange is the New Black's calling for the president and all Republicans to be beaten to death.
Let me take this in a direction that I don't see anyone else talking about. And I can't wait to get your opinion on this. The play, Julius Caesar, being stabbed, clearly Donald Trump in New York. Mm-hmm. I watched now, over the last 3 to 4 days, Mark, as you know, we've seen some protesters. We've seen some people jump up on the stage. We've seen some people with some guts get up there and say, you know what? Enough of this. Let's put a stop to this. Who are soundly booed by, and I don't know how many people fit in this theater. I have no idea. But I've seen the pictures of it, the panoramic views. Here's the question I don't hear anybody asking. Who the hell are these people going to see this thing and cheering it night after night after night? Forget the play itself. Who are these people? And why aren't we looking at them and wondering, what is wrong with you? And they're coming out and packing this place. That should concern everybody.
In polite social circles, It is not good etiquette to be in support of President Trump. And this is one of the reasons why President Trump won and the polls couldn't get it right, because people wouldn't admit to supporting President Trump. The thing with that play, the play's a disgrace. But I believe that the people putting on the play have the right to do whatever plays they want. They don't have the right to do it with any taxpayer dollars. That's the problem I have.
I don't disagree with you. I make a living on the First Amendment. People can say the most outrageous things they want to say. I will support their right to say it, which is why I wanted to shift the focus over here to who's going to see this thing. What kind of person in America looks at that, knows what it's about, and willfully says, I want to go see that? What does that say about, you mentioned the culture war, what does that say about the culture war that we're in? Because we're in a war. And part of that culture war, ladies and gentlemen, is for the right to bear arms. It's at the central focus of that. That's why there's a quote-unquote fight. And we're a part of that. But how did we get to this point? Well, I look back at the Greatest Generation. I've spent some time over the last few weeks talking about it. We talked about it with A.W.R. Hawkins last night. The sacrifices. My kids are watching the Ken Burns The War series now. over the summertime. We've got them educating them. This isn't the America I grew up in. I can't imagine this. I grew up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, 90s through now. I'm 55 years old. I could never have imagined this. Not even in the 60s could I have imagined this. Could you?
No, it is somewhat of a progression of societies, unfortunately, and there is an issue that, quite honestly, many of the people on the left have more time on their hands to go out and do these things than we do because most people on the right are employed.
It's a great point. It really is a great point. It's kind of bumper sticker, but it's true. It absolutely, sadly, it's true. You know, you go back and you look at the millennials right now. We're losing them.
How much time do you have to go in a picket line 24 hours a day? I mean,
I could wish for that time. If I had that time, I'd be doing anything but that. I'd be doing something different. You know, I'd be finding another way to better myself. And I guess that's the difference, right? I certainly wouldn't do it with a goofy pink hat on, supposed to symbolize something I can't talk about on terrestrial radio. I mean, the whole thing to me is mind-boggling.
A few years back, Andrew Breitbart and I were talking to people. We were out in the street talking to some people from Occupy Wall Street. Now, as you can imagine, I spoke to people in fairly a calm voice, and Andrew looked like a rabid dog talking to him. But at any rate, one of the questions I ask these people as I'm trying to engage them in, why are you here? Well, I don't have any opportunity. And I'm saying, well, what opportunities are you finding here? Why aren't you out looking for opportunities? Well, there aren't any. Well, how do you know that? You're camped out in a parking
lot. You're here.
Are you really thinking cops are going to come and find you in a parking lot with a tent?
No, they're not looking for work. These are the same people that are, you know, they just travel on Soros's dollar. They're out in Portland now, years later. They're out there. But I got to tell you, audience, I want you to hear repeat what you just heard from Mark Young. Andrew Breitbart and I were out. Okay, this is the real deal. You're listening to the real deal. Mark, I take a lot of stock in what you just said there. I'm going to be on Breitbart News with whatever it takes tomorrow with my great friend Kurt Schilling, Major League Baseball player turned conservative commentator and host. We have a wonderful time every Tuesday on Second Amendment Tuesday. Just so much fun. I really enjoyed hearing you say that. And of course, A.W.R. Hawkins, the great award-winning pro-Second Amendment journalist, is a great friend of mine and a regular contributor. Deep ties. Love it. Love the deep ties to the alt-right site, Breitbart.com. I'll be back to wrap up the hour with Mark Young right after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeThereProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeThereProtector.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, The media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
American Radio, The Monster Show, and Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters. I'm in their face 6 days a week. 6 days a week. Somewhere out there, we're heard everywhere around the country. And I'm proud of that. In their face, 6 days a week. Love it. Couple things before I go back to Mark. The Gun A Day giveaway today is a big one. $2,295. That's the price of one gun that we're giving away. Where else can you go to a radio program and find out about how to win an AR-15 Adcor Elite Gas Piston Carbine, 556-223, free. You'll get a check for 2,295 bones to go buy that gun. If you don't win the Gun A Day, you're still in the running. You still get a second chance to win the Dream Truck giveaway valued at $45,000. One of you's going to win it, and I want to hear from you, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. All you have to do is join the USCCA today, activate your Self-Defense Shield membership, best product on the market. Go look. Make the comparison. You'll come right back here. If you have questions about it, ask me, mark@armedamericanradio.org. I'll answer them. I have the product. I'm protected. $1.15 million every time I walk out of my house. Not a reimbursement. I don't have to put my house up. I don't have to lose everything and then maybe get reimbursed. I'm covered 100%. And not just with my gun, with my feet, with a knife, with a stick, whatever I have to use to defend my life and my loved ones, I'm covered. You can be too. USCCAonair.com. It's all there, something for every budget, from $13 a month to $30 a month, or a one-time payment from $147 up to $347 like I have and my wife has, platinum coverage. We've got over $2.3 million in coverage right here in this household alone. You can do the same thing. Let's go back to Mark Young. Mark, I want to play. You asked a great question about why the left wants to disarm us. Katie Pavlich, good friend of mine over on Fox News, who, by the way, I've been corresponding with during this program, and we're working to bring her on. She's going to be out of the country for the Sunday show, ladies and gentlemen. We're working on bringing her on one of the weekday shows, and we'll give you two bangs for the buck by putting her on the daytime live and then replaying it on the Sunday show. Here, Mark Young, is what she had to say today on Fox News up against the liberal Marianne Marsh. Take a listen to this. Very telling stuff. See if we can get to play.
Dave Pavlich, editor for townhall.com and a Fox News contributor. Also with us, Marianne Marsh, former senior advisor to Secretary John Kerry. Good to have you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Marianne, I'll start with you. There's a plenty of protection for these guys on Capitol Hill. We all know anytime you go up there just how stringent the security is. But many of them are saying the minute they leave Capitol Hill, they feel like high-profile targets with no way to protect themselves. Would you support them being able to carry beyond that perimeter?
I think at a time when people are talking about toning down the political rhetoric, it doesn't make a lot of sense to increase access to guns, including for congressmen. But if you're going to make that argument, then you need to support a national standard of gun ownership. Let's have a baseline that everybody has to have, like universal background checks across the country, and have everybody be qualified for that, not just members of Congress. They should run under the rules everybody else is. So if you want to increase access to guns and you're a member of Congress, then you need to support a uniform, universal national policy that allows people to be subjected to that across the board. That might make sense. Again, I'm not sure it's the best time to be making that argument and trying to show people that at a time when guns seem to be more prevalent, more access to guns is more prevalent, more violent acts with guns are more prevalent. But if you're going to do that, let's make sure everybody plays under the same rules.
All right, Mark. Now, Katie, you'll have to trust me on this. Katie just absolutely schooled her and crushed her. We already have background checks when you buy a gun, as you know. It is a federal background check. It applies in New York. It applies in Texas. It applies in Florida. It applies in Washington State. It applies in California. This dope is simply parroting the liberal talking points with this stupid universal background check that she doesn't even know what it is. It just regurgitates out of her mouth because that's what she's been trained to say, a universal background check that wouldn't have stopped anybody from committing any crime ever, said everyone who's ever looked at it. Please, what does this tell us when we hear this garbage from these folks?
Well, when we look at the majority of the mainstream media, what we see is that they don't bring guests on which are real experts in their category. They're not bringing you on. They're not bringing John Lott on. They're expert shopping to find so-called experts that fit their bill. Did you see the expert, the woman at CNN had on that said that the D.C. shooter was using a fully automatic weapon?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, seriously?
Yeah.
I mean... They don't care what they're not worried about what is the accuracy of their reporting. This is not about what is the accuracy, what is the truth. This is about what is the agenda and who can we find to fit the agenda.
You know, A.W.R. Hawkins said last night that I wish I had the quote. I should have pulled that up, but you just mentioned it and it reminded me of it. So I'll kind of paraphrase it. He said, these are ideologues. It's
right.
Purely agenda, just pure ideologues that are spitting out the agenda no matter what, knowing they've got cover from the media to get away with it. And this is what we as gun owners have to be concerned with, Mark, because the media isn't. And, you know, I got to go back here again to Chuck Schumer, because I think he's going to have I'm feeling it this time a little bit more than I normally do. I would absolutely agree with you. No doubt he doesn't have a problem lying, staring down through the glasses on the tip of his nose, just lying through his teeth to anybody who will listen, because he knows he's got cover. But this time I'm feeling something different.
Boehner's rights. He got Boehner's rights to cry on screen now, too.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but I'm feeling something just a tad bit different here, because this one is different. The world saw this. The world saw everything that you talk about when you talk about the right to bear arms, when Chuck talks about the right to bear arms, when I talk. The world saw what we all know to be the case, and now Congress is calling for it. So let's go over to Congress briefly with the minute we have left. My representative, Barry Loudermilk, made statements that, look, I'm no different than anybody else, but I'm a target, and we should be able to carry guns here, and we need to do something about that in the district. And I thought to myself, well, hold on a second, Barry. You already co-sponsored National Reciprocity, so I coined a new phrase on the radio, just move the bill, dude. It already covers you and it covers me. Don't carve yourself out. Here's what he tweeted 2 days ago, so I think he's coming around. And he is getting ready to come on this show, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, to explain it. I never want to be in a gunfight again, but definitely not without a gun. That's why I support firearms license reciprocity for all, in capital letters. So I think just our communication with him is working. Should Congress get a carve out, Mark?
I got to tell you, reciprocity, gun concealed carry reciprocity should be the same as driver's licenses across the country. I don't have to stop and get a different driver's license or change the rules if I drive from, if I leave Michigan and go to New York. It should be the same on guns. But I'm going to tell you something from being on the inside of political campaigns. If you want to get your congressman or your senator to make a change, you need to call them, tweet them, email them, send them smoke signals, especially if your person happens to be Pocahontas. But they respond to these things. People don't realize when a congressman gets a letter, the congressman realizes for every letter they get that there's 200-300 people out there that are feeling the same way. And the only thing that matters in Congress, folks, and there's always an exception, but I'm going to tell you this, and this is whether they're Democrats or Republicans, but the number one job in the House and the Senate is keeping your job. It's getting reelected.
That's right. It's getting reelected. You're absolutely correct. Mark, that's a great place to end it. I hate it. I wish we could go another 2 hours. Promise me on live radio you're going to come back. Love conversing with you on the air.
Happy to be back. You're a great American, and we're looking to have you back on Blunt Force Truth also, which people can find at BluntForceTruth.com.
BluntForceTruth.com. BluntForceTruth.com. Mark Young, thank you so much for everything that you do and for being the voice that you are out there, the loud voice that you are. Keep up the great work. Together we're going to win this battle, I can promise you that. And I know Mark Young agrees with me. I know Chuck Woolery agrees with me that freedom will always prevail. It might be an uphill battle sometimes, but it will always prevail. Gun owners, it was a really good week for you in the long run, as much as I hate to politicize what happened, because the world got to see that you are right, that good guys with guns stop bad guys with guns. So that's why I want to tell you to make sure every single day that you carry on, you carry often, you carry absolutely everywhere. You never, ever, ever leave that cave without that club. Never do it. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. The world got to see what happens when you're not there with your club and outside that cave, okay? Make sure you continue to do that. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense will be back tomorrow. Thanks to Mark Young. We'll see you on the radio. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your